Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily of the Chofetz Chaim, Le'ilin Ishmas, Rav Yehuda David ben Shimon Yaakov Halevi, Zecher Tzadok Kadosh Livracha. Says the Chofetz Chaim in Perek Rishon Ois Vav. We spoke yesterday how much one has to give. Now we're going to speak with what frequency and how often does one have to give a halva'a. And of course, as we already know, from the mitzvah of halva'a, we extrapolate to all other chasadim as well. Says the Chofetz Chaim. How often and for how long must you make the duration of the loan? Every person according to their capabilities. If you can only do for a day or two, let's say you need the money for an investment, but you can give it to him for a few days or a bridge type of loan, then ein mechoyev yaser. Well, the hefech imivakish lavasimenu ayosim mishlashim, even for more than 30 days, it depends. The yada meseges lazeh, if you're able, near the tzoruch lavoisloi. So we are not coming to make people, the mitzvah is not coming to make people who are lenders in a bad position. Of course, it has to be reasonable. We're trying to open our minds that these are opportunities for chesed, and we have to take advantage of them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reasonable in the gedarim of the mitzvah not to overburden the lender either. And says the Chafetz Chaim, that was how long must the loan be. What about the frequency? Says the Chafetz Chaim, there's no shir. Ein shir le mitzvahs gebilz chasodim, both by a halva and any mitzvah. If somebody asks you for a chesed and you're able to do it, afilu ad mea pa'amim, even if it's going to be 100 times. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a beautiful mashal. Imagine you're a businessman and you're a store owner, and every day somebody comes into your store and buys a thing, an item off of your shelf. And you come home from work and this guy comes every single day and he buys something from the store. Every day he buys something. Oh my gosh, what's going to be? Of course, that comment would be ridiculous. You have a store. Your goal is to sell things. Rather, you would say, Baruch Hashem, every single day he comes into the store and he buys something. Ah, thank you, Hashem, so much for giving me parnasa. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's how you have to view these opportunities of chesed. You're like a store owner who's selling merchandise. Only, you're somebody who's doing chesed, who's gaining tremendously in ruchnias. I'm giving him a loan, he's paying me back, or any other chesed as well. Nobody's going to be upset about a constant customer, they're the best customers. Every single time he gets a mitzvah sase de araisa. He gets a bracha from Hashem. You get a bracha from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The opportunity last Thursday to spend time with Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, and he spoke out in his base medrash there was somebody who came, and he wasn't sure if the person was an ani. The person didn't strike him in the way that he thought, and in the beginning he decided not to give him tzedakah. And then Rav Asher said, you know, after a few days seeing this person, I said, what's wrong with you? Come on. He's a nitzrach. He's mevoyish. He's coming to collect every single day. I'm only giving him a shekel anyways. The whole thing is costing me 25 shekel a month. What's wrong with me? If every day someone came to me and offered to give me money every single day, of course I would take it. So now he's offering me the opportunity for chesed. And he said he changed his perspective, and every single day the person comes, kamat, without fail, and every day he gives him a shekel. He said, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, is the only person who gives me a pat on my back every single day, saying, ah, you're my best friend. So it's an amazing switch. It's a change in perspective. Do we view it as a burden? What's this person coming every single day? It's a burden. It's a kriech. It's uncomfortable. It's difficult. Or, wow, every single day, I have an opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of Bahalach Debedrachov. And says to Chofetz Chaim, don't forget, when we do chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha. We run all over the world, all over America, all over all different countries to get brachas from Gedolim. Of course, their brachas come from one person. They come from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, b'chvaydu v'atzmai. So we can go right to the source, not leaving our house. We can go right to the source using our phone. We can go right to the source just sending somebody money with Zelle. All these abilities to do chesed are right in front of us, and they all bestow us with the bracha of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Nothing can be more precious. Nothing can be more amazing. The schus of the Sima should be for our friends, our families, our kilos, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.